The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We're all back together. Yurko back from Florida after smoking cigars and drinking some whiskey. Playing golf.
It was unseasonably warm there, too, I heard you say.
Wonderfully unseasonably
warm.
How
nice is that?
What is unseasonably warm for Florida, though, for 400 hours?
Trust me.
Mid to high 80s?
Yeah, it was 84 degrees and humid.
Is that right?
And down there, it's hardly ever humid in the winter.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it looks like, you know, a lot of the grass is dormant. It looks bad.
Yeah?
I mean, it does. It looks bad. And
but you know what's nice about going to that part of the year while the grass might go dormant? The fucking trees have leaves on them.
Yeah.
Everything's green.
You can take your fucking shirt off and not freeze your titties off.
Yeah. You got palm trees. It's nice. Like, it's so great, dude.
I had no complaints about being in Florida for 4 days.
I would hope not.
Beautiful.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. You know,
God bless you,
kid. Grass is dormant.
Kid.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
No, Kikuyu grass was not out.
No, my swing was my problem.
I didn't know their grass goes dormant, though. I figured it would
Bermuda goes dormant every winter.
The Bermuda goes dormant no matter what.
You watched last week's golf tournament and you saw the rough was brown.
Yeah.
That's dormant Bermuda right there.
It's like that in the Carolinas, too.
Now they overseed with rye, which is like during the winter. That way your fairways stay green.
Mm.
They're being overseeded with rye, and then the rye takes, and boom, you've got
your
grass.
Is there anybody on the planet that knows more about things?
It's like an agronomist, like a horticulturist.
It's just like everything.
They should be taking that rye, making whiskey with it, kid. That's what they should be doing with that rye.
It's the dumbest thing you could ever do is just sit and wonder aloud without asking a question.
I'm with you.
I ask questions. I get answers.
Are you 100% confident in everything you say, though, or if you say it with confidence, do you think we'll just buy everything?
I'll say it with confidence, and 99% of the time you'll buy it. And then every once in a while, old Inspector Clouseau over there will say,
and he's usually right. But he's usually right.
He is usually right.
I don't think so.
Today's
Columbo over there. One more question.
Today's Unhinged brought to you by True Green. Call today. Remember Kemlon? That's what we used to get when I was a kid. Kemlon. I'm sure that's probably why I got cancer. The shit that they were spraying all over my lawn when I was a kid.
Well, if you're out there frolicking
I was like throwing the baseball, making diving catches in my lawn when I was a kid.
He might have been on a baseball liquor.
He was drinking Roundup.
He might have been.
That's what I mean. I'm sure. Oh, like all you see, all those Roundup lawsuits. Like,
what's the company?
And it is for lymphoma.
Fuckers. What's the big Monsanto, right?
Monsanto,
they're the ones.
Yeah.
Those fuckers. Yeah. I hope none of their parent companies advertise.
Don't you?
Come on, Waddle. All right, find this. Find what you guys were telling me about before we started the show.
I saw it on Channel 9.
Thomas Sulo played it, and he showed it to all the news people.
I mean,
Robin and Larry.
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
And Paul.
Coach Bruce Boudreau has...
Wait, start it from the beginning. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
And turn it up all the way.
It is.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce...
Okay, hold on now. Hold on.
You got a message.
Crank that up all the way.
Fired by the Vancouver Canucks. Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks. The team announced the change Sunday, less than a week after president of hockey operations Jim Rutherford said major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks. Rick Tuchel was hired as Boudreau's replacement.
That whole thing.
How about the major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks?
Right. Yeah, she's never heard of the Canuck letter. You know what I'm saying?
You've never heard of the Canuck letter?
I mean, even if you never played sports, in 70, in early 70s, yeah, with Nixon, when it started to go bad for him.
Oh, here we go.
The Canuck letter was there.
Yeah. Well, you kind of.
I believe she was a newscaster, not a sportscaster, reading the sports.
That sucks.
Yes.
That's a bad position to put a newscaster in that's got no clue. Rick Tockett. Rick Tockett?
Rick Tuchet.
Awesome.
She added a U. She threw a U in there.
Rick Tuchet.
I'm the head coach for the Canucks.
Yeah, Rick Touche.
You should know that. Yeah, Canuck, you should know even without knowing.
By the way, if you are writing a sportscast for a news anchor, because the news anchor isn't writing the script.
Fuck no.
Put it into the prompter phonetically so you don't, they hung, she's taken all of the grief.
They hung her out to dry.
But what was the surgical line that she was
I'm assuming maybe, did Rutherford say that? Like, hey, we need some major surgery to fix what's gone wrong here. Maybe he used that analogy. It seems like an odd analogy for a GM to use, right?
We're going to cut the head of the snake off and add Rick Tuchet.
Right? I mean, they were wearing their throwback Canuck jerseys last night against the Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they had 50 shots last night.
It was in the first period.
14.
What was it,
48 to 14.
48 to 14.
First time I watched Blackhawk hockey all year.
And that's the fucking game you watch?
Kaner had a goal, first goal of the game?
I saw that. Yeah. The only reason was because the Bulls game ended.
When the Bulls played in the Eastern time zone, they played out west of Vancouver. It was perfect. Bulls ended. What a shit show that was.
I've been boycotting the Hawks this year. It's been an active boycott over Eddie Olczyk.
Already
Olczyk and the way they handle their broadcast.
Listen, do you know what the best thing that's happened? For you, the health of your ears. Because the announcing
Sharpie
booths,
was on. That's Sharpie's pretty good.
Horrific.
Sharpie's pretty good.
And that's why I boycotted. That's why. I'll be back one day.
It's sort of unfair to Vosters because it's not his fault. You know. And he's not bad. I mean, he isn't. It's not Pat and Eddie.
The team's bad.
The team's terrible.
Anytime you describe something as being not bad, it's not a ringing endorsement by any stretch
of the imagination.
John,
you have a tremendous personality.
Thank you.
Right.
You have a great personality.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, that's a compliment.
Exactly. I'm buttressing your argument.
Good term.
I'm buttressing your argument.
You're boudroying.
You're boudroying.
And the Canucks.
Beat
the Blackhawks last night.
Yeah, but I don't blame anybody maybe for boycotting them for whatever reason you might want to boycott them. They're a bad watch, but I hope that they don't fuck this up and they somehow keep it. Because they won 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Stop doing that.
Don't do that now.
The Bears winning meaningless games.
Don't fucking do it.
Hey, I wasn't going to mention this, but considering you are a resident movie person, I saw the list.
I didn't even look at it yet, honestly.
How many movies did you even see that are listed as Maverick?
Top Gun. Yeah.
That was it.
I would watch a Spielberg movie. I may check that out.
But don't you remember the days of the Academy Awards when you'd seen every movie, you knew every actor in every category?
But hasn't it been this way for a while?
Yeah.
Where most of the movies are ones that you have not seen?
The Pianist.
Kind of, yes, but I feel like this is the pinnacle of my complete obliviousness to this whole process.
Well, part of it is, like we talked about last week, the movie-going experience, the whole thing is changing. The industry is weird. It's being flipped on its head. There could be things on streaming services that maybe you just have missed, you haven't seen. I haven't heard of most of them. Did they remake All's Quiet on the Western Front? Is that a remake?
No clue.
Or is it something different? I mean, I'm assuming that's a remake of the old classic from from the 40s.
I don't even know.
It's a World War I picture.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Avatar, obviously, I've heard of. Don't give two shits about it. To be honest, I haven't
liked it, but
I heard Elvis was just okay. Haven't seen it. I turned it off.
I tried so and my turned
kids.
It off.
My kids went to see Elvis in the movie theater and
they
left.
Walked out. I left.
Did you too?
Everywhere. Yeah. All.
So I turned it off youngest. After a half hour. Yeah. I'm like, I'm bored.
That's what I heard. I heard it was sort of boring.
Yeah.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. Never heard of.
Hey, the guy that plays Elvis is fantastic.
Yeah,
he does a wonderful portrayal of it. Tom Hanks is awful. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Is he Colonel Tom?
It's like a caricature of something.
Of Colonel Tom?
He's terrible. Why he would ever say yes to that role, I have no idea, but he's terrible.
Money.
Tar, never heard of it. The Banshees of Inisherin? Mm-hmm. Am I even saying that right?
The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. They're no, Ed not. Sheeran's Banshees.
I never heard of them.
Well, this is my point. You're the resident movie guy, and you haven't even been drawn to any of this stuff.
No. Top Gun was awesome. Obviously.
I mean, the level of movie, I get it. I haven't gone to them. Is the movie making, is it the products suck?
I don't know.
Or is it just me?
Or are we, do we just need, like, sophomoric movies?
Exactly.
Triangle of Sadness? I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard.
I can't remember
most
the last. I think Top Gun Maverick is the best movie. I tell you that my brain can.
But even last year, do you remember? Like, I did see Power of the Dog last year. Did you guys see that ever?
Don't even know what it's about.
It was good, dark, but good. I remember seeing that. What won? I don't even remember what won. Oh, Coda won. Never saw Coda.
Never saw it.
That's an Apple TV movie, I think, right?
Yeah.
Never saw it. Heard it was good, actually, but never saw it. I mean, the whole thing's changed. It is.
It
has. Different.
Like, the whole kind of the Hollywood, I wouldn't say scene, but the whole thing with movie stars. And it used to be, I guess this movie Babylon, is it, with Pitt and some other big-name stars?
The one about Hollywood?
Is about the start of Hollywood is supposed to be really good, but I haven't seen that.
I don't know. I'm old school and old fashioned, I guess, but like, give me come on, Scorsese, make another fucking picture. I know Sylvie said it. Spielberg's got this one, and I heard that one was
Which
decent.
One is that?
That's The Fableman, right?
Yeah.
That's about his story. It's like his life story.
Him growing up.
Yeah. But Tarantino, make another movie for us.
Let me tell you something.
You know, he's living in Israel. Did you know that?
I heard him on Howard.
He married a woman from Tel Aviv. He lives in Tel Aviv.
And now he's basically adopted being Jewish, I think.
Yeah, I think he has.
They celebrate the Shabbat every week.
Quentin. Was he converted?
Quentin. That's awesome.
Not quite converted, but he lives the life of someone who is Jewish.
Which is great. Make me a good movie.
And I'm glad you're living in Tel Aviv. Come back and make a fucking movie, please. Yeah, I need Tarantino to make us another movie. So that we can, I want to go see this on the big screen. Tarantino just wrote and directed a new movie. And I can't even remember if he told Howard he was writing something. I don't even know. I didn't hear the entire interview. But, yeah, he's living over in Israel with his wife, and he's happy, and that's cool. But, like, we need you to make a movie, dude.
Did you ever get through the offer, the story about
no,
the making of
No, I still
of-
haven't, because I don't have Paramount
not
Plus.
Still not yet.
You haven't seen it?
No, and I downloaded it for my last trip. I had the kids. I'm going away in 3 weeks without the kids. I'll get some television watching in on that trip.
Yeah, that's great. I don't have Paramount Plus. That's one I don't pay for.
You should. It's got some good... you can watch Top Gun Maverick as much as you want.
Yeah. I rented it. I bought it, I mean. Yeah. We bought it. Top Gun Maverick.
See, and you have it there on Paramount.
Well, Paramount's got Tulsa King, which I love, you know.
How much is this one? How much
$9.99 a month. Jesus
Christ. Or you buy it for the year for like $80.
Never ends.
So it doesn't end. I got to buy Showtime again because I want to watch...
Your Honor.
I'm debating...
That's the only one I canceled.
I'm debating if I should go to YouTube TV or Hulu. And everybody's got an opinion on it. The NFL...
I have them all.
You have both, YouTube TV and Hulu?
I don't know if I have you. I'm sure my kids have signed up for everything.
The package is going to YouTube TV. So if you get that one, and that's what we have here in the building, we watch our TVs now in our offices through YouTube TV.
Nice
and
they seem package.
It's got all the channels.
Wait, here's what I want to know.
I think they're getting the NFL package.
Next year when they do go, when the ticket moves on and there's only one red zone, we got to talk to Siciliano because I don't think he's going to be doing.
Why is there only one red zone? The NFL's not, like, the network won't do its own red zone like it does now?
No, the NFL is going to keep, from what I understand, Drew, what's his name?
Scott Hansen.
I almost called him Drew Henson. Or Drew Henson's the Muppet guy, isn't he?
Jim Henson.
Who's Drew Henson?
Drew Henson was a basketball player.
Quarterback.
Drew Henson was a quarterback and baseball player, right?
Yeah.
From Michigan. Yeah, he was the one who kept Tom Brady as a part-time
guy.
He's
a Michigander.
That was fucked up right there. I'm pulling out. But Scotty Hansen is probably going to be the guy. And
really?
And Siciliano's the OG. He's the guy who invented it, basically, with DirecTV. Will Comcast, Xfinity, still have the red zone?
I don't know.
Or will that only be exclusive to...
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Wherever the new package goes.
Which I believe is YouTube, if I read that correctly when they announced that in the late fall, early winter.
I think you can make an argument that the red zone is the greatest sports revelation in television
history. So then why would they just give it out to... If they want you to get the ticket, I would think they would make it exclusive... Yeah. To wherever that's going.
It's a valuable commodity, that's for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Red zone, it's just another one of like the masterful things that has helped catapult the NFL or propel the NFL to where it is today. It's just another, and football's perfect for TV. We talk about it all the time. That's why it's been so uber successful through the decades. But like, you're right, Waddle. It is just like the absolute perfect way to consume football on Sundays.
It's the best. I don't know if I'm going to get my numbers right. I thought that the Cowboy 49er game
was huge. I had it
second
yesterday.
highest rated football game ever. It was like seven. Was it 74?
I think it was the second highest divisional game ever.
That's what it is.
It was four, it was 50 million people.
50 million. 47. Yeah. So I was thinking 74. 40, it was 47.
I got it right here. Yeah. It's 45. It was 45.7 million viewers on Fox. And then this ranks as the most watched matchup of the weekend and the second most watched NFL divisional playoff game on record.
And that doesn't include like bars and restaurants and all that shit either, does it?
Or the how many thousands were inside AT&T Stadium watching the game.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Outside.
Did you see all the fights, by the way, too?
Yeah, I didn't see the animals.
I sent it to you guys on the.
I saw it.
There were Dallas Cowboy fans were all fighting with each other.
The first thing you sent it said no content. So the second one you sent,
that was the valid
animals. Yeah, dude, NFL's king, man. It is. It's like you need no further affirmation or proof or
think about the red zone too. What other product can you get that will give you commercial free like that
for
7 hours?
7 hours.
They give you 7 hours of commercial free.
There's nothing
else without streaming.
It's uninterrupted.
Like it. Yeah.
There's nothing else in sports like it.
I'm streaming.
There's
on a
not.
Summit day.
No. I tucked the Bulls to bed early last night.
I started watching Valhalla,
the sequel to the Vikings. So I watched about four episodes.
This guy
of that.
Loves those Viking movies. I love it.
When did you get so into the Vikings?
Leif Erikson over
here. Leif Erikson is fucking actually one of the lead characters in this one. Vikings, the first one was made by History Channel, was about who the fuck was it?
Not Leif Erikson?
No, this one's 100 years later.
Magnus von Magnusson.
No.
Are you sure it wasn't Magnus von Magnusson?
No, Ragnar, whatever his name was. But this one's good. Of course. I saw four episodes last night. I got nothing else to do, man.
I stayed with the Bulls, believe it or not. I watched it.
Well, I did too, but it was an early game, so it was over.
Unbelievable. I know, I'm horrible.
They're terrible.
Every time they pick you up, they kick you in the nose.
I don't even want to bring it down.
No, I know. I don't want to either.
I don't even want to talk Bulls. I'd rather talk about your colonoscopy for tomorrow.
We can do that too.
Are you nervous?
Hold on, real quick. But let's circle back to that.
Circle back to your anus.
Finished Blackbird.
Good.
Blackbird was, I thought, very good. It was. That's a quick, fun, easy, like six episode watch.
Do you understand what I was talking about the way they bounce from cell to cell?
And they're
hanging out it's a fucking room on a college campus
in prison. Now, I'm assuming maybe, like, those jails are broken up into pods. Is that what happens? And do those fucking doors actually open? Like, the inmates can just kind of come and go out of their cell?
That's what I mean.
I know.
Like, at fucking SIU, we're going from room to room. I'm going to CPD Bob's room. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What is the show on, like, A&E where they put undercover people in jail?
I don't remember that
from, like, a decade ago.
Yeah, they still do it.
Maybe they realize
30 days in or whatever it is. Like, that's probably give you a more realistic vision of what's...
You guys ever do the Alcatraz tour?
I did years ago.
It's pretty cool, isn't it,
Sylvie?
Very
cool.
It really is.
You can feel almost the ghosts in there.
Yeah. I always thought it would be sort of like corny and cheesy to do it. And I've been to the Bay Area a few times. And the last time I was there, we did it. And we walked away going, wow, that was actually pretty awesome.
I'd like to do it. By the way, it's not that far off the mainland, is it?
No.
When you think about somebody escaping, it wouldn't be that hard.
But those waters, the
water's cold.
And there's sharks.
There's great whites out there, right?
I don't think there's great whites, but there are a certain type of shark that live in the bay. I remember them saying that great whites don't.
Oh, they don't come in?
I don't think bull sharks either. I don't think they go into the bay, but I think there is a type of shark. But they say the water is so cold and so choppy. But when you're there, when you're doing the tour through it, it's not Phil Hartman. I was hoping that it was going to be. Remember from Sorry, I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah.
It's not John Johnson. But they give you an audio. You know, you're walking and there are former inmates that sort of narrate you through it. And they talk about how you could hear the mainland. And like one prisoner talks about how on New Year's Eve they could stay up and they could hear the parties from the mainland. Wow. Like, you are...
When did it shut down as an active prison?
I think 1970.
Yeah.
Or I think early 70s, but I could be wrong about that.
The brown smoothhound shark and the leopard shark are the ones that are around.
Okay, they're in the bay.
Yurko is so good with this stuff. He's Googling it right away.
Well, no. If we have a question, we need an answer. I'll find the answer for us.
Yeah. It's so anyway, that's the only time I've ever been in a prison. I mean, and
then the yard, going out to the yard was cool, wasn't it?
And in the shower room, and you're like, God, what the fuck could have happened in here, dude? And it's scary. In those cells are small. I don't remember seeing a common area where they all got to congregate. Like, I think you were in that fucking cell, and that's it.
Well, were these the worst of the criminals?
Yeah, they sent the bank robber. They sent Pretty Boy Floyd and all those guys there. And I think
Al Capone was there.
I think, was there for a little while. I mean, I think it was like some of the worst of the worst that were sent to.
What he died of, right?
Alcatraz.
Syphilis.
Yes,
syphilis.
He did.
Yeah.
Syphilis.
But and then Yurko, you're right. The movie, the best representation of that thing is the one that Clint Eastwood did. No, not The Rock. The Clint Eastwood one, Yurk. Was that Escape from Alcatraz?
Yeah, I believe so.
With Fred Ward, is that his name? Was that the two of them?
I believe you're correct.
That movie is fucking great. That's a great
Eastwood fucking movie star.
Old school movie star.
But then how do they have the run of the wood shop? Just the two of them hanging out in the fucking wood shop, doing whatever the fuck they want.
Making blackbirds and shit. Yeah. I don't know. But it was entertaining.
It was very good.
It was good.
Now The Patient.
The Patient. Okay, I got the
Steve
Patient.
Steve Carell.
Right, I like Steve Carell.
It's a good cast.
Harrison. It's a short episode, too. What is it, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
I like that.
And then it's only 10 episodes.
Okay. Harrison Ford's got a new show on Apple. You see this? Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Oh, he's on Apple, too?
He's got a new show on Apple.
Well, he's in 1923, one of the prequels to Yellowstone, but I didn't see
that. That's on Apple.
I was scrolling through on Apple, and it said there's a show with Harrison Ford. I was looking when I was...
Boy, in 1923, he is old. He looks his age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting up there.
Do you guys want to circle back to the colonoscopy? I am having one tomorrow.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I can't find that show now. I'm looking at my Apple TV.
I got to avoid myself about it. I fucked that up, but it doesn't matter. You gonna be all right tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I'm not looking forward to the end of the day today when I've got to start the cleanse. Everybody says that's the worst part. Is that you just start, you know?
Boy, back in the
drinking,
day,
it just
like,
blows out of your
I think when I took
your
it, there was like you had to drink more than volume wise than you do now.
Well, I think it's different now. Like I have 2 6-ounce containers. I have to drink one tonight, and I have to get up at like 4:15 tomorrow morning and drink the second one.
Yeah,
but it's only 6 ounces, and you fill 10 more ounces in the jar with water. So it's 10 ounces of water and 6 ounces of, potassium sulfate, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's a 16-ounce glass. I have to drink 2 of those.
It's not as, I remember.
But only 6 ounces of it is the liquid.
It used to be a violent drink.
Oh,
it's not quite as violent anymore.
I remember just having to basically call for a seatbelt when I had to.
Why? What do you mean? Like,
don't
does
know.
It just...
Like, I had to,
yes. Now, how soon am I going to shit? Like, right... After you drink it, Sylvie? Like within 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah. And then you'll be back. And then, you think you're done.
No, you're not done.
And then you'll be back.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Well,
it depends.
That's what I'm not looking forward to. The procedure tomorrow, everybody says, easy peasy.
It's not that.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to enjoy? Are you going to let yourself enjoy the passing out?
No.
Do it. Enjoy it.
I always get a little
bit of tremendous anxiety.
And try and relax and get a good sleep and then do the countdown and see how far you can get. Challenge yourself and see how far when they say countdown from 10.
7.
And see, challenge your body to see if you can make it to 5 to 4.
I know.
I love it. It's so much fun. It's great.
No, I'm with Waddle. I get a little bit more anxious about it.
I don't want to be.
Why?
I don't know.
Go with the flow.
All right,
don't fight it.
All right. I'm not going to. I don't know that I'll challenge myself, but I'll try to relax a little bit more. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on an all-liquid diet from here until, noon tomorrow.
You've got the best doctors in the world next to you.
That's true.
In case anything goes wrong.
Well, I hope so.
You know, every day in your sleep.
What do you mean?
If something goes wrong and you don't
wake up. Aren't you getting this done at a Jimmy John's? Where are you going?
Do you know, at a Jimmy John's, Do you know last night, this always happens, right? I mean, guess what my dreams were about last night? yeah, I didn't drink the liquid properly. And I got to the hospital and they said, you didn't follow the procedure. And then I shit my pants on accident. Like, these are my dreams.
That's my reality.
That's your Sylvie's reality. And I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, wait, fuck, was I supposed to drink something tonight? No, I'm good. It's only Tuesday. But all night, all my dreams are, you did it wrong, you shit your pants, you weren't prepared, you ate, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I just want it to be over.
What would go wrong if you lied to the doctor and you're like, oh, I did the prep?
I don't want to find out.
And then they stuck would there be shit all over?
Waddle said it would blow the fucking microscope right out your ass with a bunch of shit coming out of it.
Has anyone ever lied and goes, I did the prep?
Why would you do that? Why would you not follow your doctor's orders?
Because you didn't want the violet poops.
It'd be like the scene in
I did it.
Like a Deepwater Horizon, and the fucking thing just blows. All of a sudden, they put the drill in, and the fucking thing goes flying. Can you imagine?
I'm sure somebody's done it.
Oh, my
yes,
God. I'm sure somebody's done it.
We need to talk to a
shit all over the room. Talk to a gastroenterologist.
I need to text mine. I need to.
Has anyone ever lied?
And then you wake up from it. You look at you.
What?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Do they stop the procedure?
You're gonna put a hose up my ass. Well, I'm gonna give you a shit shower.
Is the cleanse done because A, technically, it'd be hard to get the camera up there, or B, they need a clear picture.
They need
a perfectly clear picture of your anus.
Listen, your
whole canal?
Your whole area down there is not totally packed with shit.
No, like, it's not. I thought that's how it doesn't leak out. I thought there was a plug in there.
I mean, if you haven't had a shit in 3 months, maybe so.
So they need a clean channel. That's what they're going to look for. Yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't want to lie and then go through that.
No, you wouldn't be able to not see. They know right
away. Yeah, they know right away.
And then you wasted our time. You wasted everybody's time.
And then now you got to do it again.
No, I'm just going
to cost you double.
I'm going to do the prep. I'm going to do it.
It's going to cost you double.
Right.
We got one of the guys here says, well, why don't you just do Cologuard? I said, listen, I like you, but I'm going to listen to my doctor on this one. But is Cologuard as effective?
My wife has done that because she's put it off a couple times, but she's going in for
what
it.
What is that?
That's where you shit in the box and you send it to them. Well, and then they say it's like up to 99% accurate now.
Yeah. What's in the box?
Shit.
What's in the box? Just a bunch of shit.
You should use
your wife's head.
Beefarino, God. Beefarino.
Again with the Beefarino.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's how it cleaned out that horse on...
But I'm not doing that.
On Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
I can't eat.
Beefarino. That horse was clean as a whistle.
No dairy today. They said you could drink coffee, which is good. Drink black coffee. That's fine. And they said you could have electrolytes.
They just want to be able to see things.
Well, you know
clearly.
What I should have asked? Can you flavor the drink with electrolytes, or would they not?
I'm
like
sure they're
do
fine.
That?
Yeah,
I don't.
Maybe I'll
know,
call back and ask them that.
I don't know
why. Make it a little easier.
Why risk it? I mean, you just have
just
to
do it. Just follow the fucking instructions.
All right. If you don't want to,
all right. Well,
somebody likes the process so much going out.
I'll
and being,
pretend to be me.
Yeah, if you go in there,
I didn't say I could eat hay. So I'm about to eat some hay.
What are you talking about?
Can I put a little vodka in there too?
No, they said absolutely no drinking.
Well, you know why? Because that affects the levels of the stuff they've got to check.
Yeah,
and like, they don't want your prostate, throbbing with alcohol. In
not just
it.
That,
prostate
but you
throbs
can't,
with alcohol.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying
the
they want a clean test.
Anesthesia doesn't mix well with alcohol.
Yeah, they said absolutely no alcohol, so no drinking.
They're gonna put you out, huh?
Yeah, they put you out.
That's like a lot of times. Like if you have to go to the hospital for some reason, you had an accident and you had been drinking.
Yeah,
they wait as long as they can to put you out, so that alcohol
gets
out of
your system.
Yeah. So you don't want to be drinking booze.
No, I'll let you know. Friday how it all went.
There's no pain to it. The only thing
that's what everybody says.
There's nothing. There's nothing to it.
I miss you tomorrow. Thank God you'll be back so we can talk to Mike on Friday.
So we talked to North?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back Friday. We're doing Odds Couple Friday morning. Yurko and I are out at Pride Stores in St. Charles at 93 Octane.
I'm excited.
On Friday for our first football game.
You guys were out last week. You may have a little leakage, so just put a diaper
really?
On.
Really?
No,
leakage?
No, you're done.
I put a diaper on.
You should have gone with it. Right. Tell them to bring a diaper.
Just wear a diaper.
Where it depends
wear some dark
Pride
pants.
Stores.
take one of your wife's tampons and shove it up your ass.
That's disgusting, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, you're better off shitting into a diaper than stopping up the pipe.
I'd rather have poo stains in my boxers.
Yeah, then
stuff
stick
a tampon up my ass.
Stuff the pipe up.
Fuck is wrong with you?
I'd stuff
that's
the pipe.
Not the answer, Johnny.
No,
stuffing the pipe.
Fucking answer.
He's walking around.
the fucking tampon right up there, in his ass. Is that what you do?
Carmen, what's then, you got a little, you got,
and I bent over and just
your
shot
gait
somebody
seems
with
a little
it.
Off today. What's going on?
Fucking guy.
I pulled my drawers down and I bent over and shot somebody with it.
Leave it to your.
Is that a trick?
He mustered up a fart and just.
It was like some guy. It was like a cruise missile off of a battleship.
Johnny is shooting tampons out of his ass for shits and giggles.
Now that's a party trick.
Yeah,
everybody.
That is a party trick.
Sometimes you see the guy.
What are you doing Saturday night?
I light my farts. He shoots his fucking tampons.
That's an RSVP no.
Oh yeah,
I am RSVP no to that party.
Are you guys looking forward to the company holiday party? I'm going to miss it tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waddle's like, yeah. Waddle, I have a.
We'll go bowling, right? Are we going to be able to bowl?
Are we bowling? Or are we playing games? Or are we just like.
Bowling alley there?
You know, Merkin normally brings like 10 people to Waddle's party and we. Super Bowl party.
RSVP from him.
And
yet?
We busted his balls. I was going to throw something at you, though, about inviting one person who lives up by you guys now. And I'm like, I don't want to be Merkin, but it's only one person.
Well, here's the story.
We were texting.
I told Sylvie yesterday.
He sort of jokingly had said, because he lives right by Sylvie now, he was telling me. And he sort of jokingly said, we'll catch up at Waddle's Super Bowl party. Ha ha. And I'm like, you should come. And he goes, no, of course not. And I'm like, no, you know what? I won't say it here, but I'll tell you who it is. And you'll
is
say,
it
oh.
AM?
Yes. Yes, it is. You guys saw him at the holiday party.
Yeah.
You guys,
Morgan?
You're close. You got one of the names, right?
You know exactly who it is. Yeah. And I go, I said, Waddle wouldn't care if you and your daughter. And he said,
well, here's my problem.
You got a problem, though?
My wife's having surgery on Friday, so we're not having the party.
You're not doing the party?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not a big blowout party, no.
Oh, when did this happen? I didn't realize.
Well, she has had to have knee surgery for a while.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. All right, next year.
Yes, next year.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. So we're making our own Super Bowl plans.
The big blowout party is not going to
happen. I did not even realize that. Okay.
She's going to be on crutches for 2 to 4 weeks.
She's got to have knee surgery?
Yeah.
Like replacement?
No, she's having meniscus surgery, but there's a chance that she may be non-weight bearing for 4 weeks.
Nah.
So she's getting a debridement?
No party.
She's getting a debridement?
Well, that would be the easy part. If they go back in and sew stuff together, then she's non-weight bearing.
She'll still be playing basketball sooner than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, zing, that's good.
She's tougher.
She'll be playing tennis before Lonzo's back on the court.
No doubt, yeah. She's tough.
I don't want to do it here because we have too much fun, but like every time Sylvie brings up the Bulls right now, it does have me thinking. I'm getting more and more into the NBA season because football's winding down, you know, and I love it. It's halfway over. Yeah. But it's just the natural course of the season. We spend so much time watching football and dissecting football, and I've probably more religiously recently started watching the Bulls and just watching the NBA. And I'm like, and I was texting these guys last night. I'm like, what's the plan here? Like, no, would they, and even let's, and look, there's no doubt they're better with Lonzo. But again, I don't want to go down the hole. We'll do this on regular crosstalk. But like, are they a 30-win team right now with Lonzo Ball? Probably not, right? I mean, like, what are they? It's bad. It's the same kind of
shit.
Like,
you watch other teams that are mediocre, but they've got athletic young players that do stuff that at least give you a little bit of a buzz.
Even like watching Ben Mathurin last night.
Yeah,
you know,
example. That's my point.
They didn't even have their best player in Indiana.
No, there's a rookie, and Halbert went there.
Can I read your text?
Well, I was going to do it for regular crosstalk around the show today, but you absolutely can.
I'll leave you with this, and then it's a good segue into of what we're hard for.
Okay.
Because it's right in the same area.
Yurko, I'm going to bring this up on our show today. So listen to what I texted these guys.
Carmen texted Jeff Brusso and me this. Oh, Jeff used to work at the radio station.
Yeah.
He said, I'd rather place a hot steal on my nuts than watch this Bulls-Pacers game. Hot garbage.
I thought you were going to read the other text, the one about like where they are right now. I did text that because I was listening. I'm like, this is painful.
Yeah.
And I am starting to consume more NBA, and I love the NBA, I do, and I like watching the league. But man, last night I'm sitting there watching this, and it felt like a chore.
Yeah,
didn't it? It felt like sometimes the Bears treat us that way. They have over the years. The end of the season, they treated us that way. You're like, fuck, I'd just rather watch all the other teams right now. Watching the Bears is a little bit of a chore.
Yes.
It's games like last night where it felt like a chore.
Oh, it was
didn't
awful.
It, Sylvie? It was like...
And like, I'll expand more during crosstalk, but I vacillate between sometimes rooting for them and against them because I want them to pick a fucking lane. Yeah. Are they going to be good or are they going to be bad? And I know I'm a Bulls fan and I'm supposed to root for them, but they make it hard at times.
This team isn't going anywhere, so to root for them to be a little bit better is not going to do anything.
And I don't want them to fool like I think Michael Reinsdorf is easily fooled. I don't know if AK can be fooled. I don't know what the fuck he's going to do in 2 weeks.
He never talks. That's another thing.
What's he thinking?
I don't know.
More continuity?
I don't know, man. Anyway, I don't want to drag it down.
From the arc in the second half yesterday.
And Zach was 0-for in the fourth.
Yeah. He didn't have a point in the fourth. Sylvie pointed that out. He didn't have a point in the fourth quarter.
Tell us about Blue Chew, too. We appreciate their support.
We love Blue Chew.
Exclusive partners.
They're back in 2023 with us. Right. Month supply for free. That deal is still going. If you use the code, I believe it is. I hope that's right. I believe you get a free month supply. You can try it for yourself. Yurko swears by it, and so do many others. Ozzy, we've been talking about it for years. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. I think it's an easy one this week, guys. It's Championship Sunday. These last two, last weekend and this weekend, in terms of football, and the Super Bowl's fun and the pomp and circumstance, the two best football weekends of the year, of the football season, are obviously Divisional Weekend and Championship Sunday. That six-pack of games is what we really get up for as football fans. I think we have the four best teams left in football. I really do. I think this is perfect. And I am very much looking forward to Championship Sunday.
That's what I'm hard for. I co-sign that.
Yeah, and I'll drill down even a little more. Like, I'm hard to see what Patrick Mahomes can do a week after the high ankle sprain. Because we know Joe Burrow and that Bengals offense, they're humming.
Yes,
and they're confident and even they're cocky. So, like, Patrick Mahomes at home usually is. But will he be allowed to be as good as we know he can be?
That's a good point, because I don't know how that's possible on a high ankle sprain. You know, just a week removed, it's almost too bad. But if he can gut it out and he can play at, I don't know, and we throw these arbitrary, I don't know if it's 75%, that might even be too high the way that looked. I don't know, but if he could play at that level, 75%, 80%, 85%, we should be in for a treat on Sunday, because you'd love to see those two healthy and being able to just duke it out.
Amen.
Yurk, what are you hard for?
I'm hard. I'm hard for golf. John Rahm won last week.
Really? You're hard for golf?
Yeah, I am hard for golf.
Where are they
golf.
Playing this week?
Listen, football naturally is going to be, you know,
got
on everybody's
driver
mind.
Out. His big birth.
But having played golf.
Kapalua this week?
No, the Farmers is this week. Yeah.
No, they're out in California.
Yeah, they're in California.
They're in California.
I did have a golf story to ask Yurko about today, because it's the Rory Patrick Reed ongoing
feud. I saw that. I read about
it. It's like the only thing that makes golf interesting right now a little bit, because without Tiger,
they're playing in Europe, right?
They're playing in Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai right now.
They're in Dubai.
Big tournament they have out there.
Like, and Rory snubbed guys, him. Right. Rory, he came up, Patrick Reed went up to him on the range, and Rory snubbed
Why?
Him.
Why? Why? Like,
because
I don't know
Rory
about
got
this.
Served a subpoena, I guess, like 2 days before Christmas for another one of Patrick Reed's silly. Who knows with Patrick Reed? He's suing
a subpoena?
Got served a subpoena with the day before, or either two
he's
days
got two
before the day before
going
Christmas
the PGA
Eve.
Tour. Yeah, he's got two lawsuits going against the PGA Tour right,
right.
now.
Right. Patrick Reed does.
Right.
So why is Rory getting subpoenaed?
Because he's got to testify, I guess, in one of them. So he got served a subpoena.
He's been
the face of the tour.
He's been lippy. Yeah.
Right.
You know, he's been very mouthy. And so as part of his mouthiness, they want to see if there's some sort of organized effort by the PGA Tour against the LIV guys. So I guess if you can create some sort of like an organizational attack on somebody else, as opposed to people just thinking independently and offering it up like some sort of conspiracy against LIV. I don't know exactly what it is.
He got served on Christmas Eve. Rory said, quote, because he talked about how he snubbed him. They were asking him, and he's talked about it. He goes, of course, trying to have a nice time with my family. Someone shows up on your doorstep and delivers that. You're not going to like that very much. So again, I'm living in reality. I don't know where he's living. If I were in his shoes, I wouldn't expect a hello or a handshake.
It's like the only time that it's good.
Did Patrick Reed go up to him, though, thinking he was going to get a handshake?
Sounds like it, and Rory snubbed him, and then apparently Patrick Reed threw a tee at him. It's like the only thing that makes golf exciting.
You know what
right
Patrick
now?
Reed should have done is walked up to him and handed him another subpoena.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
That's good.
It's hilarious.
You've been served again.
It's pretty
funny. Well, and they're making a decision, because I follow it, obviously. I think it was intriguing. I thought it was intriguing last year. I still think Tiger Woods mouthed off and said that the only way the two tours get together as if Greg Norman isn't the president.
Mm.
And Greg Norman told him to go blow it up.
Go fuck yourself, Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah,
how would he say that with his Australian accent?
I don't know, but
go
he would
fuck
say
yourself. I don't do a
Tiger.
That was pretty good, Tiger.
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 You gotta do a Paul Hogan there.
That's like our Boston slash Australian.
Right. So Neil said the latest thing that's coming up now is the majors are going to decide, they're getting together and they're going to decide whether the guys that are on the tour
are invited in.
No. They're already invited for the Masters.
I know, but the
on whether they're going to have the World Golf Rankings is going to recognize the LIV tournaments.
Right.
See, only right now, they recognize every tour everywhere.
Except
the only
LIV
tour they don't recognize.
If they were
LIV
smart,
right
you
there
include everybody. Nobody right wants to watch the U.S. Open or right without all of the best players.
I agree.
Players.
I know.
Exactly. You're gonna, yeah. So all right, that's the next place that they have to make a decision. That decision will come down. They've already got a TV partner in CW.
Yes, they finally LIV got
does
a TV
so
partner, yeah.
You know, slowly but surely, they're putting all their ducks in a row to hopefully make their product one that's more visible.
Mm-hmm.
So people that do want to consume it have an opportunity to consume.
You can watch One Tree Hill, old Superman reruns, and LIV Golf
and
on
LIV
the
Golf.
CW.
Wow. That's right. Long LIV the CW.
That's right.
All right, One boys. Good show. We'll see you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy? Mm.